The sun rises every morning, and so does the talented team at Look East, with fresh perspectives and innovative ideas. Look East is a full-service public relations agency that grows trust for their clients in food and agriculture, in their products, processes, people, and brands. It's all they do, and they do it like no one else can. So when you need someone who knows food and ag, someone you can count on, look to experience, look to leadership. Look East. Visit lookeast.com. Day by day, an important piece of the agricultural infrastructure puzzle needs more and more attention. The LaGrange Lock and Dam in western Illinois is one of the top rehabilitation projects in the nation. Its decaying concrete is showing signs of age, and much of the equipment is from its original 1930s construction, and it's still being relied upon. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Evelyn Sanguinetti was at LaGrange on Monday and spoke about the importance of it and other parts of Illinois' waterway system.
It is of utmost importance that our waterways be kept viable. It not only impacts the economy of the state of Illinois, but it impacts the economy of our entire country. As you know, there's been expansion even in Panama. They just had their big party. They expanded the Panama Canal. We need to stay, as Illinoisans, competitive to be able to address the supercargo, all of the newness that's coming our way. And we could only do that by making sure that our waterways are viable.
Sanguinetti chairs the Three Rivers Council, which keeps an eye on the state of play for three major Illinois rivers. While state and local stakeholders can press for additional resources, Sanguinetti said it is ultimately a federal decision.
I do know that our federal counterparts are working hard to obtain the right answers. They know the importance of our waterways and the importance that our waterways be viable. From the state's standpoint, we are also very, very much keeping our ear to the ground as far as what happens in that regard. Because as you can see, this is very important to our economy, but not only Illinois' economy, the country's economy.
Marty Heddle chairs the Inland Waterway User Board, a federal advisory committee that advises on how Inland Waterway Trust Fund dollars should be spent. Investments in the system are critical, he says.
Should we experience a catastrophic failure at this facility, as you can see it needs some major rehab done to it, that product commodity will be difficult at very best to move other landside transportation, whether that's rail or truck. And both of rail and truck are more expensive, less environmentally friendly, and not near as safe as Inland Waterway transportation.
For more on the state of the nation's inland waterways system, stay tuned to AgriPulse.com later in the week. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.